a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Ask everyone to take a seat. A few quick reminders. If you plan to testify on either of the bills we're taking today, please sign in. Ask any lobbyist to be wearing an appropriate badge. Amendments, if you have them, or handouts, please use the pages. Please turn off all cell phones. Pages. Looking good. Why don't you introduce yourselves today?
Hi, I'm Elizabeth, and I go to Sioux Falls. I live in Sioux Falls, and I go to Lincoln High School in Sioux Falls. And
as much as you want to share, you're welcome to.
Hi, I'm Chesney Garnis, and I'm from Presho, South Dakota, and I'm going to attend USD in the fall.
Very good. Got a little east-west thing going today. I like that. State Affairs. Welcome, Representative Gibson, to State Affairs. It starts at 7:45. At this point, I would ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Representative Consett, Gibson, here. Gosh, Hunhoff, here. Keller, here. Munsterman, here. Nostrup, here. Parsley, here. Virtue, here. Westra, here. Wink, here. Cronin, here. Lust. Here. Mr. Chair, there's a quorum.
I'd ask for motion to approve the minutes. Moved by Representative Gosh, seconded by Representative Consett. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed, nay. Minutes are passed. The nay is not registered. All right, very good. We're off to a lively start already. We have two bills on our calendar. Anyone who may be here to testify or here, House Bill 1019, we are going to defer that bill until a week from today at the request of some of the interested parties. So we will be hearing 1019 a week from today. That leaves two bills on our calendar for today, and we'll take the first one, 1013. It's an act to authorize South Dakota Building Authority to finance the construction of a visitor center and associated interpretive displays at Good Earth State Park at Blood Run for the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, and to declare an emergency. We'll take proponent testimony on House Bill 1013.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. For the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, If you would allow, I have an amendment that I'd like to get introduced this morning. I gave it to one of the pages, and she may have already handed it out. I'm not sure, but would that be okay?
It has been circulated.
The amendment is 1013-OA, and what the amendment would do is broaden this bill to include Custer State Park Visitor Center as another facility that the bonding authority would be given the authority to bond for that visitor center up to $1 million. And the basis for this is a recent gift that I'll explain when we get into the bill itself. The second part of the amendment is a clause that will become Section 5 of the bill. The building authority asked us to add this. This is standard language in any bonding bill that goes through the bonding authority that allows them to enter into a lease, and it wasn't in our original bill. So that was being added, and Don Templeton from the building authority is here this morning, and he can speak to that and answer any questions when we get into the testimony later on. With that, if I may, I would go through the bill and discuss it as it reads with the amendment, assuming that the amendment is approved later on, and just walk you through what this bill does and the purpose of it. A little background on House Bill 1013. Last year, the legislature, and I think part of this came through your committee, approved a bill that ultimately named Good Earth State Park is the 13th state park in South Dakota. And then later on, the legislature approved funding for some outdoor heritage projects that included the visitor center and the initial park development at Goodyear State Park, as well as a new visitor center at Custer State Park. In that funding, starting with Goodyear State Park, the general funds that were appropriated last year for this project included $2 million. In addition to that, the project included $1 million of other state funds and federal funds through the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. And there was a commitment from the Parks and Wildlife Foundation to raise at least $2 million worth of private funds to supplement this, bringing the proposed budget at that time for this project at Good Earth to $2 million. To $5 million, I'm sorry. At Custer State Park, the visitor center project there, the budget that was approved by the legislature included $1.5 million in general funds, $500,000 of other funds through the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, and again, a $1 million minimum donation from the Parks and Wildlife Foundation of private dollars in order to make up the $3 million proposed budget at that time for the Custer State Park Visitor Center. During the past year, the South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation has been busy raising funds for the project, and they've had a very successful year. They're well on their way towards raising the dollars that were committed as part of the appropriation last year, the challenge that really the legislature started with the governor and then the legislature made to really use those general funds to leverage private sector dollars to create this partnership to get these projects done. The foundation has secured two substantial donations over and above their original commitment. Both donors, in the case of Custer State Park and in the case of Good Earth State Park, that are the basis for this bill today, have come forward with a gift. Their intent is to grow that budget and to really enhance both projects in order to really make them the best they can be and something that they as a citizen would be proud of in South Dakota as far as what these projects represent as far as really moving the legacy of our outdoor heritage forward here in the state. In the case of Good Earth State Park, Bob and Rita Ellman Foundation has entered into a non-revocable agreement with the Parks and Wildlife Foundation to contribute $2 million over the next 25 years to enhance the visitor center at Good Earth State Park. The donation will come in the form of annual payments of $80,000 a year. Section 1 of House Bill 1013 will authorize the South Dakota Building Authority to sell bonds for Good Earth Visitor Center not to exceed $2 million. The final amount of the bond will be determined when the bonds are issued and the interest rates are known at that time. The amount of the bond issue will be limited to the amount of debt service the $80,000 annual donation will cover unless the Parks and Wildlife Foundation is successful in achieving additional long-term gifts in the meantime. But in any event, this bill would cap that authority at $2 million. At current interest rates on a 25-year bond, it is estimated that the $80,000 will service a debt on a 25-year bond of approximately $1.2 million. Again, the Parks and Wildlife Foundation is hopeful, and they're working with an additional donor or two to try to enhance that. But in any event, the money that is now part of this non-revocable agreement between the Foundation and the Bob and Rita Foundation, which has been followed up with an agreement between the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks and our foundation, will ensure the revenue stream necessary to pay off these bonds. As far as Custer State Park is concerned, the foundation, as recently as last week, entered into a non-revocable agreement for the visitor center at Custer State Park. The donor who's bringing this forward at this time wishes to remain anonymous. They will be donating $1 million to enhance the visitor center at Custer State Park. The gift is made over 14 years. And again, the bonding authority that's found in Section 2 will allow us to move forward in selling bonds or financing this through the South Dakota Building Authority and take advantage of these long-term gifts. You go on in the bill, Sections 3 through 5 of the bill are standard language required by the South Dakota Building Authority anytime bonding is accomplished through the state of South Dakota. And again, Don Templeton is here. I suspect he's going to speak to the bill, and he can answer any questions about those requirements. The last section of the bill is simply there to give the emergency clause, is there to give the department and the building authority the flexibility to sell bonds at the most opportune time to get the best interest rates possible if that opportunity should present itself before July 1st. In summary, the two long-term donations that have been committed to the Goodyear State Park and Custer State Park Visitor Center projects are a tremendous shot in the arm to ensure these two facilities are world-class attractions that South Dakotans can be proud of for generations to come. Passage of House Bill 1013 will provide the necessary financing authority to take full advantage of these gifts and make sure that they can be used for the donors' intended purposes. Thank you for consideration of House Bill 1013 and your past support for these projects. Stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Hofer. Is there further proponent testimony in House Bill 1013? Further proponent testimony?
Committee members. Don Templeton with the South Dakota Building Authority. I just wanted to briefly give you an idea of what kind of bonds we have issued for Game and Fish. Currently, we have a few series of bonds outstanding. 2006A was for fish hatchery improvements, I believe, at three different hatcheries. 2007 and 8, we had some park improvements for the state game lodges. I believe that's been quite successful with their new concession contract. And then last year, the legislature approved and the building authority issued bonds for Angostura Park sewer improvements out there, as well as Cedar Shores stabilization of the bank. And we would issue bonds for these two new projects and then enter into leases to service principal and interest. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Templeton. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1013? Seeing none, is there opponent testimony on House Bill 1013? Seeing none, we'll open up for questions by members of the committee. Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for Mr. Hofer, please. Mr. Hofer, on the last section of the original House Bill 1013 prior to the amendment, OA, there's Section 5. Does the Section 5 on the amendment replace the Section 5 on the original bill? Because we have two Section 5s.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Gibson, I don't think it was the intent of the amendment to replace the new Section 5 with the current Section 5, but rather move Section 5 as it's listed now back to Section 6. And if the amendment doesn't accomplish that, then I believe that, and maybe Dave Ortbahn can speak to that since we worked with him on this.
Why don't you speak to us on that, Mr. Ortbahn?
The amendment... It puts in a new Section 5, and what will happen when the bill is engrossed, the emergency clause will become Section 6.
Thank you for that clarification.
Further questions by members of the committee? Representative Parsley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This would be for Mr. Templeton. Good morning, Mr. Templeton.
Good morning.
I may have missed this, and... I apologize if I did, but did you give us a total number of bonds that have been issued for Game Fish and Parks? I knew you gave us projects, but I didn't hear.
I did not give you the total, and I do not have that with me. But I can sure, I can give it to Mr. Ortbaum.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions? Members of the committee? Mr. Hofer, I just have a quick question for you. Has the location of the Custer Visitor Center been determined?
Mr. Chairman, it has. When we went through the exercise of trying to locate the building after the approval by the legislature to move forward with the concept, we hired an architect firm from Rapid City Arch International, and we've been working closely with them. In the end, what we determined is that the best location for the new visitor center is right at the junction of 16 and the Wildlife Loop Road, which would be on the north side of the road. If you're familiar with the park, and I don't know if anybody in this group is old enough to remember the zoo at Custer State Park. I'm probably the only one that fits that category. Maybe there's a few others. But right now we have a group campground. It's right there along the creek, and there's some beautiful cliffs in the background. The creek runs through there. The site is ideal in that it really provides the right place in terms of traffic flow. I mean, if you're coming from Rapid City, you can stop at the Visitor Center before you take the Wildlife Loop Road. If you're coming from Custer, you can stop at the Visitor Center before you go on into Rapid or go down to Mount Rushmore on the Iron Mountain Road. And if you're coming from the Game Lodge, of course, it's right there in the vicinity of the Game Lodge. One of our concerns with the other two sites that were looked at, which was right next to the Game Lodge, and the other site was by the current Peter Norbeck Visitor Center, is that it would have added a lot of congestion to an already very busy place in the park. In finding enough room for the amount of parking that we'd need and to be able to screen it and make it, attractive and whatnot, this is going to be a much better site.
And what will happen with the old visitor center?
The intent with the Peter Norbeck Visitor Center is to continue to operate it as the Peter Norbeck Nature Center. We'll run our interpretive programs. We will do a lot of interpretation as far as our environmental efforts and our management of Custer State Park there as we do now. It'll serve a great function. We'll probably open up the center area into sort of a classroom. We get a lot of kids that come into the park, and on rainy days, cold days, they need a place to go inside to get their program started and organized. And so it'll continue to be a great facility. Our foundation is actually working to raise funds to renovate that facility so that it can take on this new role. Again, our attempt is going to be due to that with private funding.
Very good. Further questions by members of the committee? Thank you, Mr. Hofer. Seeing none, we'll open up to committee comment and or action. Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move amendment 10-13-0A.
Moved by Gibson, second by Wink. Amendment 10-13-0A. Any discussion on that motion, Representative Gibson?
No, I think Mr. Hofer has elaborated enough on that. Thank you.
Very good. The motion before us is House Amendment 10-13-0A. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion passes. Further comments or action by members of the committee? Representative Virchow.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to move Title Amendment 10-13. OTA.
That motion is not timely. We'll do that after the bill's passed.
Oh, okay.
Further action by members of the committee. Representative Wink.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move House Bill 10-13 as amended.
Second.
Moved by Wink, second by Virtue. Motion is due pass. Discussion on that motion. Representative Wink.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I believe that through testimony, Mr. Hofer has gone through the bill, and I believe that it's going to be giving it the bonding authority is going to add to both the Goodarth State Park. I think that we approved funding for it last year. Now they can start improvements, and I think that's a good deal. And Custer State Park in the amendment, I think it's always been considered the kind of the crown jewel of South Dakota State Parks, and due to its landscape and wildlife, and it attracts tens of thousands of people a year. And I think having a new visitor center will only improve that situation. Thank you. I urge your support.
Further comments on the motion do pass? Seeing none, the motion is do pass on House Bill 1013. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Konzett. Gibson.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Killer.
Aye.
Munsterman.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Virtue.
Aye.
Westra.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Lust.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there were 13 ayes.
That motion passes. Further action. Representative Virtue.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move 1013 OTA as a title amendment to HB 1013.
Move by Virtue, title amendment 1013 OTA, seconded by Gibson. Any discussion on that motion?
No, thank you.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. That motion passes. Title is amended. That brings us next in our agenda to House Bill 1035, an act to provide certain provisions relating to the executive branch internship program. Proponent testimony on House Bill 1035.
Thank you and good morning. Deborah Owens, Senior Staff Attorney from the Bureau of Human Resources. BHR is seeking to reinstate a repealed statute. It was repealed in a large overhaul repeal of 2012. In terms of just reinstating this statute as it is, as it was originally adopted in law prior to the 2012 session. The statute creates the executive branch intern program. This bill, if adopted, will reinstate the original statute with one minor change. It used to say college student interns, but the state actually hires interns from both tech schools and colleges, so we struck the word college. So it will just be student interns. That's the only change in the language before you from the original statute. And just a touch base on our intern program, we hire about 250 interns a year in 17 different agencies across the state. We use this as a recruitment tool by giving real working experiences for our students, and students must have a sophomore standing to qualify for this program. So thank you for your consideration of House Bill 1035, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony, House Bill 1035. Seeing none, any opponent testimony on House Bill 1035? Seeing none, we'll open up to questions by members of the committee. Representative Gibson.
For Ms. Owen, please. Ms. Owen, is it really necessary to have a statute for this particular situation? Can't interns be brought in without putting it in statute?
Chairman and Representative Gibson, thank you for the opportunity to answer that question. We believe it's important. It creates the program and statute. We still have the intern program. It was mistakenly repealed. It was before my time, or I would be able to offer more explanation to that. But I think it's important to have that program in statute.
Further questions by members of the committee? Seeing none, thank you, Ms. Owen. Entertain action by members of the committee. Representative Nostrup.
Mr. Chair, I move 1035 do pass.
Thank you. Moved by Nostrup, seconded by Parsley. Motion. Discussion on that motion. Do pass. Representative Nostrup. Further comments on the motion. Do pass. Seeing none, the motion is do pass. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Konzett. Gibson. Gosch. Hunhoff. Killer.
Aye.
Munsterman.
Aye.
Nostrup. Parsley.
Aye.
Virtue.
Aye.
Westra.
Aye.
Wink. Cronin.
Aye.
Lust.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there are 13 ayes.
Thanks to the proponent testimony, that bill passes unanimously, and we'll head to the floor. Motion to put on consent calendar by Representative Gosch. Any objections to that motion? Seeing none, 1035 will be put on the consent calendar. That concludes our business for today. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. So moved. Moved by Hunhoff, seconded by Munsterman. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.